Today's date, about the 29th, is it?
It is, 29th.
Okay, this is March 29th, 1990, and I'm at the home of Dorothy Ward, and talking with Tom Wendland.
John T. Wendland.
John T. Wendland. And John just sang a little song called The Three Fishes, right?
Yeah.
You want to sing me a little of that?
I'm not used to this.
Okay.
Down in the meadow in a little bit of pool, swim three little fishes and the mama fishes too. Swim, said the mama fish, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam. Choo, 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 jittum, jottum, autum. Choo, 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 jittum, jottum, autum. Choo, 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 jittum, jottum, autum. And they swam all over the dam. It didn't take more than water to get that frog out of my throat.
Okay.
Raccoon up a gum stump, a possum in the holler. Little boy at our house, fast as he can waller. I get them mixed up, but you could say anyone, you know. Yeah. Little girl or boy, either one. The time tried to get on me when I sing to them.
Yeah.
Tried to get closer. Each one wanted closer or something. When I worked on WPA for 18 months, and I'd be singing as I worked there, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I could sing so much better than I can now. I ain't got air enough now,
yeah.
Too short of breath.
Yeah.
I have to stop where I shouldn't. You know, in a song.
Yeah, but it still sounds real good. You know, even when he breaks like that, mm-hmm. It sounds good.
It's, me singing a song now, it seems to me like it's more like just talking the words to somebody than it is putting a tune to it. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever sing in public for anybody or for any groups?
Oh, I used to sing in church a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I used to go to people's houses and sat and sing a half a night. I always wanted to be a singer, but I never had education enough for to learn anything out of books, notes and stuff.
Yeah.
I never.
Well, I kind of think the best singers don't sing by notes myself. Just sing it from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble with some. Most of the songs you hear on television now, they don't have no spiritual, I don't know what you to call it. But I don't like songs that leaves Christians or about God. I don't like songs that leaves that out.
Mm-hmm.
I like for them to sing the old hymns that every word has a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the words they use now don't have a bit of meaning to them.
Right.
There's lots of good singers, lots of them, but they don't sing good songs. To me, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But to the younger generation, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They like that kind of stuff, but I don't, and I never will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a regular old hillbilly, and nothing you can challenge me from that.
What year were you born?
1899, mm-hmm. August 22nd. And come to think of it, that's a good bit ago.
Yeah.
But I always like to have fun out of my what I'd hear other people do or whatever I done. I like to make fun out of it. Yeah, I used to sit and sing them or old hymns or hymns and cowboy songs, western songs, stuff like that. Well, I used to just sit and sing them. It seemed like the longer I sung, the better I could sing.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to
Do
you want to sing a little bit of that old paint on here?
That's a beautiful song. I love that.
You want to try that one?
Well, I don't know whether I can muster up breath enough to go clear a throat or not. Right. I only sung one verse of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait till I think you're starting of it now. I staked my claim out in the West when I was just a boy, living out there all alone, no happiness or joy. I had to fight the Indians as o'er the plains they roam. Old Paint and I, we just got by and call that place our home. Odalee, Odalee, Odalee. I started rustling cattle just rounding up the strays, in the saddle all the time, riding night and day. The star I always trusted to guide me o'er the plain and bring me back to my shack with more strays home again. I rode out from my camp one night. A storm was raising high. The sound of horses caught my ear. I heard a human cry. I raised up in my saddle and turned Old Paint around. I saw a dying cowgirl there lying on the ground. I knelt beside that dying girl and tried to say a prayer. I hoped that God with all his love would hear me pleading there. I saw her blue eyes open. She smiled at me so sweet and said that she would wait for me up there where cowhands meet. Now, I left out a verse there, but I don't just remember that. Mm-hmm. But that would finish the song up. Yeah. I see what I left out of. Oh, I remember it now.
Well, you can sing it now.
I can put it in it?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot it now again. I never will forget her face. She seemed to be so brave. Give her life out there that night for Tracy tried to save. And now she sleeps up yonder out on that lonely range where all the stars watch over her till we meet again. I just can't sing no more.
That's good.
That was good, Daddy.
That's good.
Good. We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be sung through without us stopping and thinking.
Well, we know that. We know that, but you know, if you're doing the best you can, you can't do any better than that.
That's right.
Well, that's the best I can do anymore.
That's good. I like to hear that.
Privilege.
That's right. Yeah.
And, well, if the whites would have been treated like the blacks, it would have been probably worse than the blacks now. Mm-hmm. I've not got nothing against the black people.
Yeah.
If a black person is as good as I am, he's just as good as I am, don't matter what his color is.
Right.
I don't think the Bible goes for color.
Yeah, you're right there.
And, well, if you read the Bible, you can't hardly think of nothing but what it speaks of in the Bible. But reading and remembering it is two different things. Mm-hmm. But, well, I always found back when I could remember good that it didn't matter how often you read the Bible, you always read something that you had missed before,
mm-hmm.
or got the understanding of something that you had read a long time before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the Bible explains itself if you get the right meaning out of what you read.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it takes us a long time before it'll come to you, the right meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do read it, you will know exactly when you come to that place. And you'll know that that's the answer to what you had read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that.
There's a lot of good songs in here.
Yeah, yes, there is.
Can you sing me a good old hymn?
Well, I might try, but then be sung in a bad way to shake my voice is in.
He's kind of had a cold.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit, okay.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble everywhere? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. There's another verse to that, but I just can't think of it.
That's good.
I just don't. There is a guide that never falters. And when he leads, I cannot stray. For step by step, he goes before me and marks my path. He knows the way. He knows the way that leads to glory. The turnings that would lead astray and bring thee safe at last to heaven. Let Jesus lead. He knows the way. That I know of, but that's a little of it. I have to march that I don't care for none of.
Yeah.
Now, boy, the first time I remember a Christmas, I don't know whether you ever saw them or not, but they used to make a little gun that just shot one calf at a time, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a red calf. Mm-hmm. Well, me and my older brother got one of them for Christmas. And boy, now that was a $1 million thing. My goodness, but we didn't like that. Yeah. But anymore, no matter how nice the things you get for a little one, they'll look at it just for a little bit and then they're done with it. They just have so much they can't appreciate nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, I look back and I wonder now how people did live back then. Mm-hmm. I just wonder. Now, I've worked a many a day for 25 cents a day. Mm-hmm. When I could do as much work as I did when I got growed up. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you couldn't expect any younger person to think there ever was a time like that. And even the last work that I ever done, $60 a week, is the most I ever got. Mm-hmm. Now I've worked at different trades, but that is the most that I ever got, unless I worked overtime, got a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the last work that I done, that's how much I got a week, $60. Well, now, a lot of people making that much in one day. Now that's hard to think, you know. Mm-hmm. But you could take $3 at one time and go to the store and buy as much as you could buy now for $20. Money is not worth hardly nothing anymore. You know, it's only worth what you can buy with it.
Mm-hmm. It ain't much. Not nowadays.
Thank you. If I could remember, I do know of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just can't remember them good enough to just talk them right through, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I had the typhoid fever when I was around 40 years old. And while I was in the hospital 28 days, and there was about half the time I was in there that I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said I carried such a high fever that it just about burned my brains up. I said I never would be able to remember like I could, and that I'd never be able to work, stand to work like I could. Well, they was right on both them, both counts. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to be, when I was at home, I done the most of the storing. We went to country store then, you know. And, I could, they could tell me what to get, you know. 15 or 20 might be different items. And I very seldom ever forgot a one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now somebody can tell me something now, and before I'd get out of the house, I'd forget. I can't understand. It's just as easy to live right as it is to live wrong. Don't cost you a penny. But the preachers nowadays, that's all they want is the money. You know, for I believe that somebody that actually believes in God and does His will, I don't believe that they can pass a lot of these here great ministers up. No, I don't think it passed. Because I never read where Jesus charged anybody for doing anything or His disciples. But now, half of the preacher's sermon is begging for money. And the mansions they have to preach in now, Jesus didn't have that kind. He didn't require that kind. And I know back, I used to go to church when people had real religion. You can't have real religion without showing it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I've been in church when there'd be three or four up a shouting, running all over the church house and hollering and carrying on. Well, now something was causing them to do that. Well, it says in the Bible, there I've read it, where it said if you, I can't just word it as it is in the Bible, I can't just remember, but if you believe something strong enough, you can do it. And uh, if you've got faith as big as it says a grain of mustard seed, that's a pretty little seed. Why, you can remove mountains. Well, I'm telling you, and it also says if you've got real religion and you try to hide it, even the stones will cry out. So if you've got religion, you can't keep it to yourself. Other people's got to see it. If you don't, I don't think it amounts to anything.
God says, let your light shine.
Now, the church that I went to when I was young, I went to several different churches. But this I'd called a home church. Was an old house built out in the woods, like. And the seats was made out of pine boards. And I used to follow there and look after the church, you know. And I got that old potbelly stove, sheet on the stove, so hot that you could see the smoke going right up through it, you know. And the pitch had been running out of them seats. So you didn't sit too close in cold weather on that account. It's too hot. And the lights were kerosene lights. Now, could you imagine people are going to a church now like that? But I went to a church when they had the revival meeting, when you could tell just the minute you stepped inside that church that there was something in it there that draws you. Well, they don't have that no more.
Who do you think was the best president we ever had?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No question.
I've read about a lot of the different presidents, but Franklin D. Roosevelt was a president that was for the people. And he's the only one that I know of that really worked for the poor class of people. All the rest of them is money people. Well, I've noticed as far back as I can remember. Now, I don't have no politics. If somebody's a good fella, I don't care what his politics is. But back when I can remember back, the president didn't buy his way to be president. The one that got the most votes, the people elected him. Now the people don't elect him at all.
Right.
It's the money.
Right.
Now, right now, it costs for a president to become president right around $30,000. Or $1 million,
yeah.
I mean, not thousand.
Yeah. Something in it.
Well, you know, they kept Roosevelt in there as long as they could. But I reckon there'll never be another one like you. But what you remember back in it, probably, don't you?
No, I can remember. I just barely remember. I remember Eisenhower and maybe just barely Truman. But no.
Well, that was after that.
Yeah.
But the country was in a bad shape when Roosevelt went in there. There was no work. You couldn't get a nickel's worth of work. And there was no relief then. Mm-hmm. They did give out a few things, but nothing that amounted to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of soda or salt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Boy, it was tough. I walked for about 12 miles after I was married to get in St. Mary's there, and I got three or four little things. Well, people used to raise what they eat, the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to raise their own meat and put up stuff enough to run them through the winter. Well, I remember when you couldn't buy a loaf of bread, because there wasn't such a thing as light bread then, only as they baked.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little girl, and I remember Daddy telling me that bread someday would be a dollar a loaf. I always remember that. He told me that. Mm-hmm. I was a wee girl.
Well, now, if Roosevelt could go in there when the country was in the shape it was in and bring it out of that so people could work and they could eat, you might say. Why couldn't they do it now? Why couldn't the president put a ceiling on groceries and stuff that people has to have and stop it from going up?
Mm-hmm.
And now nobody is worth $50-$60 a day. I tell you, I'm dumb, but my way of looking at it, we've got one of the poorest governments that there is in the world. And the war, and the United States can't keep out of, if there's war anywhere, the United States got to be into it.
Yeah.
But they do, so far they have kept it out of the United States. But wherever there's any trouble, the bunch of Americans there.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
I wish 200 million people could see like I do when it comes to this government stuff. Now, the government is supposed to be the leaders of the nation, you know. Boy, they certainly do lead it in the wrong direction. And as far back as I remember, when the Republican Party went in there, you seen a pretty hard time. there wasn't much work. But when the Democrat Party had been, it was a lot easier for poor people.
Yeah.
And it's been that way ever since I can remember.
Let me ask you what you think of Hoover.
Well, to start with, during that war, he was the food administrator. And he starved the poor people for near to death. That's what I thought of him. And then when he went in president, there, why, he didn't do nothing to make it any easier.
Right.
Now, Ronald Reagan, now I always liked Ronald Reagan as a man, but I sure did, he sure wasn't fit for a president.
Yeah. Comes here.